You know, and how is it that we've allowed this to happen? I know we all feel kind of hopeless, don't we? We're filled with a lot of despair. What can we do? It seems so overwhelming. If you do anything, you'll get booed at the Oscars. Yeah, there's a number of things we need to do. And there are things we can do. First of all, we have to start believing in our own power. I mean, we are the majority. We are the majority. It's a liberal majority. That's why when you turn on right-wing talk radio, you know why they're all so angry, all those angry guys on right? You've got to have some empathy for them. The reason they're angry is that they know they're a minority. They know the world has passed them by. They know that women now do what they want to do. You know, they know all these things. Imagine if you believed in a certain way and then the world changed and you were left behind in the 20% who are part of your right-wing minority. You would be angry too, and that's why they sound like that. So have some pity for them when you hear them on the radio, because they're just going insane with to see the death penalty support drop from 80 to 58% in 5 years, meaning in just a couple more years, we're going to have a moratorium on the death penalty. Stuff like that, you could just see their brains just go, whoa, whoa. So that's why they're upset. But you live in a liberal country, you're in the majority, and you know what? The head of General Electric or Xerox or GM, it's got the same number of votes as you or I, one. And there's more of us than there are of him.